Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday. And hello, everybody. And my first glad tonight is being on the home page of the Suffolk Independent Living Organization to announce our committee to turn nursing homes into accessible housing and make it so that a person can never go to a nursing home.
Correct.
And part of that, we want to outlaw nursing homes, make it so that no one can ever create a nursing home again. That has to be part of the whole thing.
That's right.
So thank you to Silo
for
their commitment in making this happen. They gave us a donation earlier. They're supposed to give us another one next month. And now this, and the support of the up-and-coming news conference. We're on our way, world. It's the beginning of the end of nursing homes in this country.
Yay.
That's my prediction.
That's
I'm
good.
Giving it 5 years.
Yeah?
Within five
years,
I predict that nursing homes will be no more. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see. Somebody called me tonight and told me that a lot of Democrats don't want Mr. Biden to run in 24.
I hope not.
That he's too old.
Yeah, he's old.
So that was their estimation of the situation, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I heard that Trump filed a countersuit against the government. You know, you can do all these things when you got money.
That's true.
Against the government to hire a private watchdog. You see, now look at how this comes into play. The same thing Inner Sight wants with the guide dog schools.
That's true.
See?
Yeah.
A private investigation, an impartial investigation when someone is denied a service dog. Or, of course, into the death of Milton. You know, the government is going to investigate it. Can you stop all that noise, please? The government is going to investigate itself as to why they raided Mr. Trump's home. You know, that doesn't work. That's no good. That's dangerous. See? You got to have an impartial view to investigate these things. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we want. We want public, we want fair hearings regarding service dog schools. All right, Inner Sight, and let's see, what's the other one? And we'll save a couple for later. Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. We get the phones open. And brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary, and dog food, cat food, medical for your animal, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island, a great, great service of that Gary is bringing to many, many people and help the animals. All right, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas children that perished in the horrible shootings over there. So go an extra mile for a child. get those dogs out helping protect children in the school. Train dogs to detect firearms. That's the inner sight idea. And put a metal detector inside the door. And just use one door where people have to come in and out and get checked.
Yeah.
That way. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Big East Akita Rescue. And that's the Big East Akita Rescue .org.
Mm.
Or is it net or org? I forget now.
Net.
Big East Akita Rescue .net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. Great, great organization. And one reason why they're so great is that they stood up with Inner Sight and helped us train the Akita as a guide dog. So that took a lot of bravery, stamina. They even got criticized by the seeing eye for it. Imagine that. They help a blind person get a dog, and instead of praising them, the seeing eye comes out criticizing the Akita Rescue.
Yeah,
now, what does that tell you about their mentality?
Minimal.
You know? So there you go. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is the Inner Sight number. And if you want the cell number, go to Silo's website.
You'll see it right there.
Homepage.
Yeah.
Silo, Inc. What is it, .org?
.org.
SiloInc.org, S-I-L-O, Inc.org.
INC.org, yeah, all together.
And look at the homepage and you can get Perino's cell phone that way. But hopefully if you call, you're interested in being on the nursing home committee and you can help us. That would be nice.
That would be nice.
The whole idea of the announcement on the Silo website. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. I want to thank Jose Delgado, my good friend, Jill, who does the public relations over there, and all. And I want to thank the receptionist, Judy, for dropping Joe an email today for me. Appreciate that. And all at Silo, trying to make a difference. All right, Inner Sight, James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 631-783-9662. Bahamonde, civil rights, if you feel you need that kind of help. Hey, you got the Able News around?
Not yet, I could pull it up.
Yeah, line that up.
Okay.
Get the Able News.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Melanie, one of our committee members, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we do apologize for yesterday's meeting that got out of hand. The Zoom went crazy.
Yeah, it was missing.
And, you know, we couldn't see it. We couldn't access it. I want to thank Alicia for jumping in the last minute and saving the day. We were able to have an abbreviated meeting, as it was, but at least it was a meeting, and we had to push it from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So thank you so much, Alicia, for that. And we'd love to have you on the show.
Oh, maybe I could grab her.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
All right. Intersight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy there in Islip, helps us. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy, great, great realtor. And if you're not sure what's going on with the real estate market, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Thank you, Anthony. And this is Intersight, Mad or Glad Monday. And let's see. Oh, here's a note here. You want to stay in shape, have fun, call the Third Eye Insight. Third Eye Insight, where you can learn self-defense and how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, the Third Eye Insight. Give you that number again in a minute. You know, there's nothing like being in shape and having fun and feeling good about yourself.
That's
the greatest thing in the world, so... Call the Insight, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Thank you, Devin. All right, Intersight, Mad or Glad Monday. How are we doing with the Able News?
I have it right here. I'm ready for you.
All right, here we go, Able News.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ABLE News. com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I want to thank James Bahamundi, another one of our committee members, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, and my dear, dear friend Olga Murray, who is another committee member who is with us. She's the town clerk, one of the town officials of Islip. Olga Murray, thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm.
And we need all the help we can get on this.
Yes, please.
All right, Intersight. And I want to thank Suzanne for struggling through that Zoom and trying to do it at unsurmountable odds. You know, where you can't see it and you can't read it and you have problems manipulating. Takes a lot. So, Intersight is going
to. Anyway.
Yeah. We're going to have a Zoom account. Called them today. And hopefully we can get Alicia to set it up when we have the meeting. We'll have our meeting in a few weeks, next meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Intersight, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about?
Yep.
All right. Anybody on the line?
Yes. We have Joe and Anthony.
Oh, Anthony hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah, no. Here he comes.
All right. Let's take a call from Brooklyn.
Here he is.
With Anthony, live, Inner Sight.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm okay. So I'm glad, you know, about a lot of things that Kathy Hochul is doing. I won't be voting for her because I don't, you know, believe that she really feels the way she says she does about, you know, gun control and stuff like that. But I do appreciate the fact that she's going to give us an increase in food stamps soon. You know, she wants to put some sort of ventilation heating system in the windows for residents of public housing. I don't think it's enough. They need more money than that because a lot of repairs need to be done, and the state doesn't have money for it. It would have to come from the federal government.
Well, if you can't buy my vote, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to buy mine either. She plans on doing, you know, things to, you know, prepare for an emergency in the event of a bad storm. And, you know, she claims that she did a lot for bail reform, which I think is a crock of BS because I don't really see, you know, what the difference is. People are still being assaulted and people are getting out of jail 1, 2, 3. But there was one particular guy who hit another guy in the back of the head, and he caused the guy to go into a coma, and he might not survive. But she saw to it that he got put back in jail because, you know, she called and inquired, you know, and said, isn't this a violation of the guy's parole? And they said yes, so she got him put back in jail. But I just think that she's a weak governor. And overall, I, you know, I'm not a big fan of her, and she won't be getting my vote. But, you know, she has done some good things. And, you know, my problem with abortion is that it just seems to be like life doesn't really mean anything to a lot of people. You know, that a lot of times you have young, you know, women who get pregnant, and they don't want to, you know, have the baby because they don't want to upset the guy, because they want to you know, be with him, or because he's good looking and they want to have a relationship with him or whatever, and you know, they just don't want him to be the father because they think he's going to be irresponsible. And that's maybe one reason, but it seems like they have, you know, so many kids by so many different fathers and they don't know who's who. And she, you know, supports abortion completely and fully without any restrictions and stuff like that. And I know that that's the popular thing, but I'm against that, you know, because it's like, you know, to me, people have abortions like you throw away the garbage and they don't think anything of it, you know. It's like life
that's
is so
horrible.
Devalued. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, I'm happy about that. We still have a long way to go. You know, I wish that we would get this increase on SSI like they say that we do. We are. I don't think we're going to get as much as they say that we are. I hope for the best, and we'll see what happens. But either way, you know, I still feel like it's going to be crumbs, and I hope that Biden does something, you know, to finally give the people who, you know, need money for the public housing to be repaired the money that they need. And I don't think that he's going to get reelected, but we shall see what happens.
Excuse me.
And how things go.
Excuse me, Anthony. Did Huckleberry say anything about the nursing homes at all?
Nothing.
That's never a topic of discussion.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. They, you know, it's not even brought up. Really, I mean, I can't. Yeah, I can't tell you in recent history when I heard, you know, a governor talk about nursing homes. I mean, the last time I heard
him
talk about
it
was...
left people dying there.
Yeah, putting people in there.
Care.
And then he, you know, made their lives seem like nothing and watered it down. And, well, they're old and, you know, this is what we have to do and that's what they have to... I know. It was so heartless, and you know, it was as casual as I, you know, as somebody would be if they were telling you, yeah, what they were having for lunch. I mean,
even lunch sounds better.
Yeah, it just really turned my stomach. You know what I mean? There was no heart and no feeling, and I just felt like he was just pushing them in there and warehousing them in there, and you know. Didn't really care what happened. Maybe a lot of people felt that, you know, he didn't know what to do when it was the best they could have done under the circumstances, and he was trying to separate people. But, I mean, there have been people, you know, and there were and always will be people that have died of neglect in nursing homes, and maybe, you know, some of it is not the fault of the nursing home. I mean, but if you remember that one particular nursing home in Florida that overheated because the air conditioning was broken, and the workers claimed that they tried to reach the governor's office and they couldn't get anybody, and they this and that, and so many people died from, you know, being overcome with heat, having a stroke, and all sorts of things. And I said, what a shame, you know.
I'm glad you said that, because I feel so strongly that, you know, my grandmother taught me to respect older people, and they have wisdom beyond, you know, their years. They're so good at bringing things level and letting you know, hey, listen, this is probably the best way to do it. And sometimes they really have, they might be a little old-fashioned, but their ideas are purely, you know, helpful. I find it helpful. Most people, I'm not going to say all, but I will say most. But people are not respected the way in which, you know, you want them to be respected and given, you know, the ability to get out of the nursing home whenever you want and go to, you know, an apartment and change the the nursing home to apartments. I mean, I can't wait to do that. That is going to be my happy moment, because I knew too many people who were in, because there's not enough accessible housing, they're in shelters. How do you live in a shelter when you never lived in anything like that in your whole life?
Yeah, the shelters are so dirty and rat-infested and roach-infested, and people steal your things. There's fights that go on. You can't stay there during the day. You have to go out and have a place to go and come back at night. So, really, you know, how much use is it? Because you might as well stay there, you know, if you can, because, you know, I mean, if it's 0 degrees out, where are you going? Let's just put it that way. But, you know, people don't really think of the wisdom of an elderly person, or an older person, I should say, or, you know, what they bring to the table as far as, you know, their intellectual intelligence. People are just looking at their illness. And, you know, people just, you know, they're not going to give them enough hours of home care, and I can't deal with it, and, you know, nobody could survive for 4 hours, 3 days a week, and, you know, they're going to put it all on me, and I work, or I can't do it, or it's just too much for me, and, you know, they're old, and I have my life that I have to take care of. And some people will be nasty and say, you know, well, I have my life ahead of me, and she's old, and her life is almost over, and that's
a
shame.
That
because
anything? No, it's horrible.
Yeah,
to me, it means just neglect. It's really sad.
They figure as long as they put you somewhere, you know, whatever life you live, they don't care about how neglected you are, and, you know, whatever your life turns out to be, and that's a shame, you know what I mean? Because people are just pushed aside, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, the facility.
Even though the money is there to help them.
That's right.
Yeah. But the government is cheap, Frank. The government is cheap.
No, not. I'm gonna jump in. Not to the tune of $196 billion spent to keep people in 2020 to keep people in nursing homes beyond what they want to be.
Yeah, they think they're providing care, and, you know, I mean, they're not providing, you know, a good quality of care that would, you know, enrich somebody's life and make them happy. And, you know, I know the budgets are separate, but can you imagine how many hours and how happy people would be if they were able to get a home health aide for that many hours? And they complained about how much, they complained about how much home health aides cost, and, you know, it costs $50 billion a year, and they couldn't afford it. So now every time the nurses come, you know, it's most common these days that people only get a home health aide 4 hours, you know, 3 days a week. And, you know, if your parents are alive, then, you know, they have to take care of you on the weekends. And, you know, if we give you hours, the most we can give you is 8 hours, you know, if you really push for it, and 4 hours on the weekend. And that's how they have people living now. And, you know, you're really living semi-alone anyway, off of 4 hours, 3 days a week. And then they hope and pray that you'll say, oh, you know, well, I'll just take care of him or her myself, because, you know, they're not going to give you that many hours anyway. So, I mean, really, what use is it and how much does it do? One of the nurses actually told my mom, oh, they're actually really depending on you. In other words, because they don't want to pay for it, and that's the way it is. And we all know that that's the way it is. But, you know, with this managed care, it really, and
Cuomo, I'm mad, actually. I'd like to share when you're done.
Yeah, you can thank him for this Medicaid redesign team that helped, you know,
managed
destroy.
Care. Hold on. I got a question. Managed care. Who's the manager?
Not you.
That's just the name for the program, the name for the system.
That's right.
Oh, but there's no manager?
It's managed Medicaid, in other words, you know.
Yeah,
managed meaning limited.
Same thing.
You know,
they're the manager of your life.
Yeah, a million questions.
And they're the reason why you wind up in a nursing home, because they pay for it.
Yeah, a million questions before you get the service that you need, where they deny you over and over and over, you know, till you either give up or just accept whatever little bit of hours they're going to give you. And the person just comes and hurries up and helps you take a shower, makes your bed, go to the store, 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 and out. Okay, bye, see ya.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. You know, no time for all your needs, and you have to manage how much gets done.
That's because you don't
each.
Pay them. The manager people
I
pay.
Guarantee you. Yeah.
And that's the way it is, and they know that the same old song, we don't have money.
Well, we don't have any people to help. That's another thing
this
song is.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have anybody to, you know, do CPAP even if they wanted it.
What's your mad, and then we're going to move on.
Yeah, my mad is I get a letter. I think it was from Angel because I could recognize the logo. So I said, okay, that has to be Angel. So I open the letter up. And I can't read a stitch of it. Not, you know, I had to get 2 magnifying glasses holding them so I wouldn't get glare on, you know, my eyeglasses and also on the other magnifying glass. And it says that by October 1st, I'll be switching to just Medicaid only long-term care. Now, I'm sitting here, and I don't know exactly what it says, but my aide read it to me, and I had to fill in, you know, the more advanced words. You know, she speaks French fluently but doesn't speak English as fluent. So I had to fill in, you know, the blanks, let's put it that way. And I just did not like the fact that I get this letter, and it's telling me that I'm leaving, you know, AgeWell. But it's not telling me who's replacing. Is it the waiver program that's replacing? Is it just plain Medicaid? What is it?
You have to pick a managed care plan that goes with the Medicaid, you know, whichever company.
Yeah.
You pick a company, and then they'll be responsible for,
no,
like,
I
Health
did that
First.
Already. I was with AgeWell. But what they're doing is I'm switching over to the waiver program, so I could hopefully somewhat keep out of nursing home.
Yeah, you get regular Medicaid, so you could get a lot of hours of home care. Otherwise, they pay for, you know, crap, and you know, you can't survive.
That's
and
correct.
Then you have to go in a nursing home because you can't live and all your needs can't be met. And we know that once you go in a nursing home, all your needs wouldn't be met anyway, but as long as you're living under the roof of a facility, they think that you have care because somebody's there. So they'll accept that and be happy, and that's the
way.
Yeah,
but you can still go into a nursing home, even though you have a waiver.
It's a lot less likely when you you know.
Then why don't they get rid of the nursing home and put everybody on it?
Because people don't fight enough to get the hours that they need, Frank, and, you know,
I don't think that's the reason.
Like that.
The reason is the money.
And then they want to say that people need it. I know, but if you fight enough and if when you get the hours, you don't resist it. You know, you agree to take it and you allow the aide to come in and, you know, take care of you and do whatever you need and you, you know, and, you know,
what we're saying is eliminate the nursing homes and use the money to keep people in their own home. Turn them into housing that people need.
Well, I agree with that, Frank.
That's fighting it.
You know, individually on a case by case basis, if you are successful, you know, in being able to stay out of a nursing home and you have all those hours, count it as a blessing and accept it and take it, because once you cut it, your life will be H-E double hockey stick.
We have another caller,
you know,
Frank.
Until you die, and they'll never want to give it back to you. But, yeah,
all right, in
the
sight. Listen, thanks a lot, Anthony.
Okay, you're welcome, Frank. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
If people can stay out of a nursing home, you know, and the money is there for that, then what the hell do you need nursing homes for? It's a waste of money.
It sure is.
Anyway, who do we have on the line? We have a caller?
I believe it is Joe, but I'm not sure because... I'm sorry, I'm having a... No, it's Anthony only. No, somebody else came through. That is Karen. She'd like to speak.
All right. We'll take a call from Karen from Long Island. Insight Live. Hello.
You could talk.
Hello?
Karen, you could talk.
You want to speak on the air or just listen?
Looks like she wants to listen a bit.
All right.
I'll leave her.
another. I have a mad. You know, you've been hearing a lot about this Social Security increase. It's supposed to be almost 10% by the end of the year. You know. Now, the government is not giving you anything. You know, because if they were giving you something, they would go all the way, and they would say, we're going to pass a law that now says that no one can take away your disability money. You know, and even if you owe money to people, you know, you have to make a deal where you pay them a very low amount every month. So if they give us an increase, what good is it if they can find 1,000 ways to take it away?
That's true.
You know? And then those of us who are on so-called Section 8 help, the rent will go up because you got an increase.
That's right. Sorry.
You know? And this other business with the governor supposedly increasing people's food stamps, she's trying to buy votes.
That's right.
Because later when she's elected, that could go down. You know? Give us a guarantee that it'll never go down, only up.
Right.
You know? I mean, the whole system is based on the fact that if you can't deal with it, if you don't like it, you know, sign up for a nursing home.
Yeah, right.
Go on the waiting list. That's really what it's about.
And if you have a two-person assist, I keep going back to this. This is the catching point on where they're going to say, okay, come on, you're ready for a nursing home. That's what they're going to say.
And on this waiver program, having the nurse come into your home and examine you. Well, how often does that happen? Every couple of months?
About 6 months. Every 6 months.
Yeah. They're looking to see
if you get worse.
Can we get this person into a nursing home?
It's the truth.
The criteria. If the criteria changes, you need two people to help you.
That's
or whatever, whatever else criteria there is, they're going to report you to the agency, and the agency has to go along with the government. So you're not protected. The only way you're protected is if you have the money in an account.
There you go.
And agencies are raising that money, and they're constantly putting it into that account.
That's correct.
To keep you out of the nursing home so you can pay your aides yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
right.
only way that it's ever going to happen. And we don't have that. We don't have that.
No, we
don't. I said to you in
not
the beginning yet. when you applied for this program, tell them to put the money in an account for you, in your name, to keep you out of the nursing home. And you told me they wouldn't do it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. So there's the answer. There's the bottom line. Because if these programs really worked, why would you spend $196 billion on nursing homes?
Right.
The government knows that these programs don't work.
That's true.
It's just a camouflage to make them look good.
They pretend. Yeah, it's true.
You what?
It's also they pretend a lot to that they say that they
sure
know
they
what's best for you, and then
sure
they try to give it to you in, you know, a speech of sorts, and you just go
sure.
like, I cannot believe that this person has just downgraded, wanted to downgrade, I should say, not downgraded, my whole everything about me, and give me such mean. You know, very, very insulting stuff. And I just, you know, I find
well, who are you talking about? Who did this?
Who did that? Okay. I had one of the women who came in to speak with me. She left her, what was it? Oh, she left something in my house, and she came back in. And then she sat there and proceeded to type all of her reports in my house. I was not happy about that on her
laptop.
Speak
with you from where? Who is this person?
This was a woman who's from my health insurance. Okay, that's the first time I've ever had that. From my health insurance, she comes and she evaluated me, and that wasn't the agency. That was from my insurance, straight. And how we could help you further. I didn't believe that they could help me further. I really didn't.
Well, there's only one way they can really help you, and they're not going to do it.
That's right.
The money.
Yeah, yeah.
Put the money in my account that guarantees me that I won't have to go to a nursing home.
That's correct.
See? That's the only way.
And even
that they can help
Frank,
people.
Even then, Frank, I have a feeling, a gut feeling, if you're not... you know, doing something right. So you get out the doorway and you go and you get lost or you forget, you know, to do things and stuff like that. They will immediately say, "Oh, look what that person done. Do you want your
you gotta
family
have somebody money? With you to prevent that."
Yeah,
that's where the money comes in.
That's right.
I told you that story out of Boston, how this lawyer. Found an old army buddy for this guy who was wandering around the streets giving out money. He happened to have money.
Yeah.
You know? And as soon as this army buddy came into the picture, he calmed down and he piled out with him and he was fine.
Yeah.
You got to find the right ass people, and the only way to do that is to have the money.
That's right.
You know? What do you think these big Hollywood stars do? They don't have to worry about if they get dementia wandering out on the street. They got people to help them and watch them because they got the damn money. That's the whole damn answer to the situation. And then when that happens, you don't need nursing homes. Take the money that's being poured into the nursing home and use it to protect the person. That's what it comes down to. And, of course, you got to find the right people. You can't just throw anybody in there. You know, you hear stories all the time that these agencies hire the wrong people. People who don't give a damn. People who...
That's true.
I mean, you get people who believe in inner sight, for instance. They're going to do their job because they don't believe in nursing homes.
That's right.
See? You know? That's the, you get a guy like the mentality of Jose Delgado from Silo.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in nursing homes. He's going to do everything he can. Let's say if he were a caregiver and the money was there and all that. That's a guy you could trust.
That's right.
You know, you got to get the right people for the right
Excuse me.
Job, and you got to have the money to pull it off.
Sorry.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Millions of people cannot get help because the money is not being used in the right way. That's the bottom line of any situation with the disabled or the elderly.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic, 8 to 9 live. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And we'll have a theme for that to go out on the Twitter.
Yep.
Thursday, we're hoping to have Tom and Michelle, who are the owners of Milton,
so
guide dog who perished at the foundation. So we're hoping to have them. 841 New York, Mad or Glad Monday. Friday is the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down and have a crazy time on Friday. Louie will be here, Louie DeLip, Jimmy Dinigan, an old school chum, and all the old-time comics coming to life with modern situation.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
All
right, in a site, 213-816 1650 and Mad or Glad Monday. And as I started to say before, the only way, I got a call today from the former Congressman Pete King on a recording.
Oh, yeah.
You think after all these years, Pete would call me live and say, hey, Frank, you're going to vote for Guavarino? You know, he wants me to vote for him. Recording. To me, that's an insult right away. You know?
I mean,
come on, you're no better than me. I'm no better than
primary.
You. Know? Yeah. I will not vote for any politician unless they prove by action.
That's right.
Action.
That's
that
right.
They're going to stand up with us and remove the plague.
Yeah.
That is facing every disabled and elderly person in this country, the nursing home. It's like a plague.
Yeah.
You know, for so many different reasons. So you want my vote, you want my endorsement, for whatever it's worth. We got almost 116,000 listeners.
Well,
it's
got
to be worth something.
More. We have
what?
100 more, Frank. We just got yesterday's show. Not yesterday. Look at me. It's a Friday's show. And we got a lot of, people liking us. We had about 100, increase of 100 people listen.
Well, you got a number? Can you
Yeah, I can, actually.
Look it up and get the exact number.
I will.
Inner Sight is meeting with the...
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
State Senator I have a tentative meeting with her on the 31st, who wants to be the senior senator in this state.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure she'll win. No one is opposing her in the primary.
That's
the word I got from her office.
Oh, wow.
But is she going to make a hit with the disabled and the elderly?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I can tell her how to do it. We can tell her how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want the votes of millions of people in this state? Commit with us to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. I'm not mentioning her name until,
yeah,
you know, after I meet with her.
That's right.
So that's where we're at with politicians. Give us action. Not what you think we need, what we know
we need.
We know it.
That's right.
We don't have to think it. We don't have to analyze it. We know that we don't want a rotten old damn-ass nursing home.
That's correct.
Now, what was that number you had?
Yes, I have it. It's 115,787.
115,787 listens.
Correct. Correct.
And growing.
And growing.
All right. We're just
Thank
about
you, I must say.
less than 300
yeah.
away from 116,000.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So it's going well.
All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line?
Let me check again.
Yeah. You can dial in, you can listen, or you can push 1, and you'll be in the queue, and we'll put you on the air if you want to talk.
So far,
you don't have to.
It's
you don't have to identify yourself if you don't want to. What?
So far, it looks like it's only Anthony listening again.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
So, this is Mad or Glad Monday.
We did have Joe, but he went off maybe
yeah.
for a reason. I don't
well,
know.
Well, Joe, if you're listening, come on and we'll get you right on.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad to have you.
yeah, right.
All right. Inner Sight and... you know, in listening to the news something struck me with Mr. Trump, how they said that he doubled all his money that he's
mm-hmm.
spending on attorneys, you know.
Wow.
Now, I've made this point before, but I'm going to make it again. There's money for us to spend
yes.
to get rid of these nursing homes, to improve the system. But we don't have access to it.
That's correct.
All these companies, all these guys, they got access to their money. All right? And the devil's advocate is going to say, well, they earned it. Well, hell, so did we.
No, God, yeah.
We ass earned it, too.
That's right.
Look at the lives of disabled people. Look at what we got to go mm-hmm. through. In trying to correct what the government put upon us. We earned it as much,
yeah.
maybe more,
mm-hmm.
than the average non-disabled business person.
Right.
See? But it's not looked at like that, in that way. We ought to have a say over the money.
Yeah. I agree.
That's in all these agencies to be able to access it,
mm-hmm.
to do the things that we don't want to be a part of as a disabled person. So that's why we say, you know, change the system, make it. And you know what? A lot of people agree with us. You know who one of them is? Olga Murray.
Yes, she's very good.
She's a town official here in Islip, and she totally agrees with Inner Sight, especially when it comes to the money.
Wow.
You know, she has 2 disabled people that she's trying to help
mm-hmm.
who have to live out of her garage.
No, that's uncalled for.
And don't have the money to get their own place.
Yeah.
And she's telling me that, told me today that Section 8 is closed.
No way.
In the town of Islip.
That's not good.
You know my response is to that? How can Section 8 and all these housing places be closed when all
mm-hmm.
the people that work for these agencies are getting paid?
Or, I have another question to add to that. How could it be, you know, closed when you're telling me, oh, yay, this person just, you know, got called with the lottery. Yay, another person got called with the lottery. And you're sitting there listening and getting angrier and angrier and angrier until you say something that you regret. And I've done that. I'm so guilty as charged, it's not funny. But it does matter. God forbid if it's cold out, too hot out. It really does matter that you get, you know, back in, you know, inside of where you're at.
But the point is
yeah.
that I'm making is the money that is there for the all these housing projects
yeah.
is not being used in the right way.
That's correct. Well,
if these programs are closed, and if you know, people don't have accessible housing, you know, that should be remedied immediately under an emergency
yeah.
act.
Yeah.
Every eligible apartment and house should
yeah.
be made accessible.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do it in a way that the owner would appreciate it. You have the money. Put
yeah.
the money. Let the agencies help raise the money for that. And, of course, the government should put up most of it. All right. Inner Sight and all these things that we talk about, you know, the agencies would make money on it. They could use it all as a fundraiser. They wouldn't suffer. As a matter of fact, they would improve.
Yeah.
They would definitely improve.
Yeah.
Because they need more excuses to raise money. You always need that. All right, Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? We got a few minutes left on the show. 852 New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very happy with the committee.
Yes, so am I.
And we're hoping to have committee members on the show soon.
Mm-hmm.
The committee to turn nursing homes into accessible housing, I think it's very, very appropriate. It gives people something to shoot for. It gives people a definite idea as to how these nursing homes can be eliminated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a definite idea.
Hmm.
You know. So we're very excited about that. We had our first meeting yesterday. We had how many people we have on the meeting?
Well, we should have had like 17, but we both of us, Inner Sight has at least one I could use, and then we have I think two more on not disposable.
Don't worry. Let me count them. We had me, you, Felicia.
Right. Yeah.
Her mom is four.
Right. Yeah.
Who else was on? We had some other people. I can't think of them right now.
Yeah. Karen. She
No,
was
Karen
me.
Wasn't on.
Oh, she wasn't?
Maureen.
Maureen and Mary.
And Mary.
And
Mary was on.
And then
six, half a dozen.
Another.
All right. We had half a dozen people. We had some problems with Zoom and all that. We were supposed to have more.
Yeah.
But it's a start.
Yeah.
And we apologize to all those who we couldn't alert as to the meeting being changed from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So we'll definitely do better next time. We're setting up a Zoom account for the meeting, and I'm sure next time it'll be a lot better. But the committee is a reality. You know, it's there. Hey, I just had a brainstorm. We ought to get one of these reality shows to do a show on the committee.
Yeah, we should.
That's never been done before.
Never has.
The committee to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Boy, what a story, what a show that would make.
I know. That's why
I'm
going to
look into that.
I strongly feel
I'm
going to
ask our.
Sorry.
I'm going to ask our chief public relations guy, Ira Tucker, who's an expert. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah.
And by the way, I thank Ira for being on the committee too. And
yeah, he's a great guy.
Joe Delgado.
Yeah, so is Joe. He's
another committee
guy,
member.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin Fernandez, another committee member who you heard on this show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
We got a good start. A good start. And everybody has a perfect motive to be on this committee.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go to a nursing home. So, there you have it. And once again, let me thank Jose Delgado for putting us up on the homepage of the Independent Living website, where you can get the number to call if you want to be a part of a history-making committee. I believe it's the first committee ever to fight to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. I don't think there's ever been a committee like this before, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I'm thinking not.
So, it's the first, it's inner sight, and, you know, just by the fact that it's the first, might make a news story. You know, the news is always looking for something new.
Right.
So, we got the committee.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to give it a name. Got to name this committee. Anybody got any ideas for a name?
Yeah, we'll do a contest. Okay.
Send us an email. Innersight@pmpmail.com. If you got an idea what we should name the committee. You got what?
We had Karen, but for some reason the call dropped, and I was sitting here just looking at it. I'm like, wait a minute. I had four calls before, and now I only have one.
Is she back
what
on?
That means is, no.
Oh, well, maybe she got cold feet. I don't know.
No.
Or maybe
it was
the
that.
System.
Exactly.
Could
I tried stopping
system.
It. I know. I tried stopping it, and it wouldn't stop. It actually made it worse.
All right, Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's open mic. You can call in tomorrow night. Anybody who couldn't get in tonight.
Yeah, please
open
do.
Mic. You can talk about anything you want.
That's right.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, the regular Inner Sight number.
Yeah.
You want to be a committee member to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing? Go to the Silo website. Look at the home page.
Yeah.
And you
looks
can
good.
Get the phone number to call. It's a different number.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
Inner Sight. Thank you.
Thank
inner
you.
Inner
Thank you,
sight
Brian.
Forever.
Forever. Take care.